greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On October 31, many people in the United States of America and around the world are keeping the Halloween festival. And many tell us that there is nothing wrong with keeping it. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew, it doesn't make any difference. It is fun to keep it. I also like to read to you from an official statement by the Lutheran Church in regards to how they look at Halloween. And it says, the Lutheran Church has not officially spoken to the observance of Halloween in any of its resolutions or statements. Frankly, opinions differ in our church regarding the appropriateness of Christians observing Halloween customs. Those who oppose the observance of Halloween by Christians argue that its origins are pagan and that emphasis on the occult in our society finds expression in various kinds of Halloween symbols, parties, and activities. Others argue that, generally speaking, current Halloween customs have little to do with pagan roots in the minds of most, and that there is no harm done in permitting our children to enjoy such customs. So the Lutheran's position actually is that they don't have a position. But what about you? How do you feel about Halloween? What about those customs? What about those practices? Where do they come from? Did you ever ask yourself that question? I'd like to read to you from an article which was published in the Encyclopedia Britannica in 1953, and that is what they had to say about it. The occasion shows clear connections with the religion of the Druids in pre-Christian Ireland and Scotland. The Celtic year ended on October 31, the eve of Samhain. Now actually you spell that S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but you pronounce it Samhain or something like that. It's an old Celtic word, and it was celebrated with both religious and agrarian rites. For the Druids, Samhain was both the end of summer, that's actually what the word means, end of summer, and a festival of the dead. The spirits of the departed were believed to visit their kinsmen in search of warmth and good cheer as winter approached. Divination and auguries for the new year were practiced at Samhain. Let me also say that if you do just a little bit on research on the internet, you'll find that practicing witches today make it very clear that they keep Halloween as Samhain. Halloween is known as Samhain. The question whether Halloween is something different from the old ancient custom of Samhain isn't even being asked. It is taken for granted that the both are the same. Let me continue reading from the article of the British Encyclopedia. It says, these magical practices concerned such questions as who would die during the next year. It was also an occasion when fairies, witches, and goblins terrified the populace. Now, it goes on to explain that the Catholic Church tried to somehow counteract this practice, and notice what they tried to do. There is little doubt that the Catholic Church sought to eliminate or supplant the Druid festival of the dead by introducing the alternative observance of All Saints Day on November 1. The feast was established to honor All Saints, but it failed to displace the pagan celebration of Samhain. And in fact, when Pope Gregory tried to bring this feast into existence, that wasn't anything which was known to the early church to begin with. But in any event, Halloween or Samhain was continued to be celebrated. Now, in doing some more research on the internet, let me just give you a few more facts insofar as the customs and origins of Samhain or Halloween are concerned. It says that Samhain was the supreme night, or Samhain as I should say, of demon celebrations. Spirits of the dead were believed to rise out of their graves, trying to return to the homes where they formerly lived. Frightened villagers tried to appease them by offering them gifts of fruit and nuts. This is the origin of the present-day trick-or-treat. Research also goes on to say that masks were worn to hide oneself from the spirits of the dead. This constitutes the origin of today's custom on Halloween to masquerade as devils, imps, orgies, and other demonic creatures. Let me read to you from the Plymouth District Library, which says, when Christianity came to the British Isles, it became the eve of All Hallows or All Saints Day, but the old traditions remained. That's why youngsters wear masks when they go out trick-or-treating, and it is also why the hollowed-out jack-o'-lantern has a mask-like face, because this was actually a symbol, an old symbol for damned souls. Now, additional popular symbols for Halloween are, for instance, bats, owls, and black cats. Why? Well, of course, the understanding is that these were originally feared because people believed that these creatures could communicate with the spirits of the dead, or that actually witches could change into those animals, such as black cats. Now, what about the idea that today all of this is past and gone and we don't have to really worry about original concepts because today it's just a lot of fun? Well, let me just say that the danger is that we teach our children that kind of practice is harmless. And then we get to the point where recently a comedian on a televised MTV award show, publicly prayed to Satan and invited the audience to pray to Satan with him, and some of these stupid people did, perhaps thinking it's just fun. A Christian author wrote the following, I got this also from the internet, virtually all of the symbols of Halloween are evil. Witches, monsters, orgies, vampires, ghosts, ghouls, goblins, devils, and demons all portray evil. When America and the world celebrates the festival of Samhain and the powers of darkness by masquerading as evil creatures or decorating our homes, schools, businesses, and churches with occult symbols, satanic power is glorified. When Christians participate in Halloween, it sends a message to children that witchcraft, demonism, Satanism, and the occult are something fun, entertaining, and harmless. What's wrong with Halloween, this author asks? It doesn't have even one single redeeming value. It is a custom born out of pagan superstition. It is a demon-inspired, devil-glorifying, occult festival. It is an evening holy unto evil, death, and divination. And those witches who celebrate Samhain today, they make this point very, very clear. Do you want your children to participate in something like that? Even if they don't dress up as a demon, if they dress up as a harmless princess, they still participate in an event which is dedicated to Satan the devil. Whether the vast majority of people accept that, understand that, or doesn't. The Bible tells you have no communication, no communion whatsoever with the evil works of darkness. Fight against the spirits of evil. God says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Paul asks the question, what communion is there between righteousness and unrighteousness, between Christ and Belial, a symbol for Satan? There is none. Now, if you understand the distinction between good and evil, if you understand the distinction between God and Satan, why would you participate in something which is clearly dedicated to the evil? It makes no sense, does it? It makes no sense to have your children participate in trick-or-treating when you understand where their custom comes from. Let's think long and hard about Halloween this year, and let's make a conscious decision not to have anything to do with it, with any manner, in any manner, shape, or form, because it is not in honor of God at all, and anyone with open eyes can see that and should be able to see that very clearly. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.